Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
In the state of Missouri, I asked Jean Evans to join us this morning. She's the executive director now of the Missouri Republican Party, former state representative. Jean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm taking a little heat here from work, but, you know, other than that, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I'm with your wife on that one, I got to say. Okay.
Like I said, all the women of my life seem to agree that the fish is better off in Columbia. That's for sure. So I'm sure you've been watching with some interest as the competition ramps up and we approach yet another race for a Missouri governor.
Right. Yeah, it was interesting that Galloway chose to go negative so early. That's usually something that candidates wait till the very end when they're losing. So that sort of telegraphs that she thinks she's already behind, which is probably true. But I found that interesting.
So just talking about fraud and waste and all that?
Yeah, where was she when the whole Stanger thing was going on? I mean,
yeah.
She's talking about, everyone in the state, at least on this side of the state, knew something was up, and we didn't hear from her. So I'm not sure what she's talking about there. I know the governor has reorganized some institutions, bureaucratic institutions in the state, to get better results and cut some of those bureaucratic jobs. For example, the Department of Economic Development, he completely reorganized that, eliminated a bunch of jobs, and yet we're still seeing great results. We've got, Bungie coming in. We've got, Bear coming in, bringing more jobs. We've got the border war resolved over in Kansas, Missouri side. So
right.
He's able to get the results without having all these bureaucracies. And if she thinks that she's going to do a better job when she was asleep at the wheel with Stanger, I mean, I don't know anybody on this side of the state who's going to fall for that.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing you bring up there. The whole Stanger thing's left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths around here because, I've joked that I don't think anybody in his life wasn't wearing a wire when you look at some of the documents and some of the nasty attitude he had about the people who elected him to that office. And now the question in St. Louis County specifically, I think, is going to focus on how much did he really cost the county during this period of time, and is there any way for them to go back and recoup it? And I would think that would land squarely in the lap of an auditor, wouldn't it?
It should, and we haven't really heard much from her on that. We see her coming out swinging against the current governor, and I think she's going to try to, maybe separate herself from the national Dems, but the question is, does she want to abolish ICE? Does she think a little illegal immigrants should get free health care? What does she think about the Green New Deal? Is she going to be campaigning today with Kristen Gillibrand, who's, definitely way too far to the left for Missourians? So it'll be interesting to see if she's just going to try to attack our governor, who's done a great job, or if she's going to come forward with some actual, ideas.
Yeah, that's a great point. I pointed out to somebody the other day that we've attended a fundraiser downtown the last couple of years, and every time I've gone to it, this Cooking for Kids thing, she's been there. So she's clearly been working on her presence in the St. Louis mm-hmm. area to try to ramp up people being familiar with her name and all that. We're sort of in a unique situation in Missouri right now, aren't we? I mean, Republicans are holding almost all of these major statewide elected offices.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, I can't remember this in my lifetime where we held these offices. And then the other unique thing is many of them were appointed, as you know.
Right.
The Secretary of State, Ashcroft, was elected to his position. The others either ascended to them or were appointed. And so they are really running for those seats for the first time, even though they may have been elected. For example, Mike Carson was elected statewide as lieutenant governor and is now governor. But he has to go out there and talk to people. The thing about Carson is he's been doing the job. So he is going to announce his reelection campaign. I'm very confident of that. I have that on good authority.
Okay,
he will be running
just checking.
For re-election. But he has been very focused on doing the job, and I think he's been one of the most visible present governors we've seen in a long time, because he's out actually doing the work and visiting. You know, he went on a trade mission and he comes back, and a week later they announce more jobs, high paying jobs with Bayer here in the St. Louis area. So I'd like to see. The other things people may not know about is we did get a tax cut that went into effect this year through the state. We hadn't had a tax cut in many, many years. And he's working with the legislature to eliminate regulations that they choke the growth of our employers. So we have low employment here. Taxes are going down. People are higher wages. Everyone I know has a job if they want a job. I think that's going to be a tough argument for anyone to make that wants to run against our current governor.
And you know, Rodney Boyd was on the show the other day and pointed out, we talked about the fact that if Nicole Galloway was to get elected, she would end up appointing her successor to the auditor's job, and that person would be the one deciding on redistricting under Green Missouri, correct?
That is correct. Under Clean Missouri, yeah.
Clean Missouri, yeah.
Clean Missouri. It's hard to get all their crazy left-wing ideas. Yeah, and, you know, that's really interesting, because we know that Clean Missouri was funded by outsiders. It was not funded by the people of Missouri to push that through. It was a deceptive campaign. I think a lot of Missourians voted for the ban on gifts to legislature, which I agree with. I voted for that when I was in the legislature, but not realizing the impact of putting the redistricting into the hands of one person. Now, it's supposed to be a nonpartisan, but they're going to be appointed by a partisan. So you're exactly right. So it will either be Nicole Galloway, if she's still there, or whomever she appoints.
Yeah, who will be appointing somebody to redistrict. And that whole plan, as you pointed out, and I don't think you mentioned it by name, but George Soros-funded effort to change the way we redistrict under the guide of fairness. And whenever you hear that word coming out of the left, we know what that means exactly.
And I honestly don't know how much they really think they can do. I mean, we are a red state, and we have blue areas that are confined primarily to urban suburban areas. So they're not allowed to draw these spaghetti type of districts, so we're told. We'll see what happens, because the only way you could really make all these districts 50-50, you're not going to get a 50-50 district in Southwest Missouri. And you're not going to get a 50-50 district in the city of St. Louis, either way, just because of the balance, unless you stretch that out and have people representing folks in the city and also in St. Charles.
Right.
Which is just that's not going to work.
It's going to look like gerrymandering no matter how you slice it.
Absolutely. And yeah. So we'll see what happens, but I don't think they're done. I think that these outside groups are going to continue to try to push their agenda here, and they do it by these kind of deceptive initiative petitions. And they're very expensive. I mean, they spend $10 to $20 million each time they do one of these, and they're tough to fight against. Now, we know they're going to try and push some Medicaid expansion. Medicaid expansion, which would bankrupt the state. We are already having that's the biggest part of the budget, and it's growing at an insurmountable rate. So we keep trying to pull back on that, but you know, when you give something away for free, it makes it more expensive. Look at college costs. You know, they started giving away all this stuff for free, and it just made college more expensive.
It's the truth.
When you subsidize healthcare, it becomes more expensive. And so people need to kind of look beyond the idea of free. And we've got a lot of young people in particular who don't understand that there's a cost to this. There is nothing that's actually free. The best way to freedom, lower taxes, less government, and let people work, do things on their own, and be free of entanglement of the government.
Yeah, well said. Preach it.
Get more at 971talk.com.